the regulators, legislators have tried to sort of pry Visa's market share from the debit transaction market, reduce it, bring in more competition, and then hopefully break down some of Visa's market dominance. And what the complaint outlines is how Visa responded to the Durbin Amendment and brought in new strategies at that point and recognized the impact that this would have. And then they embraced some of the more exclusionary conducts or strategies that they used, primarily being the buying off of competitors to become partners, and in a sense, paying them, substituting what they would earn in the marketplace, at least at a lower level, than had they been a real established competitor.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome. This is Michael Volkoff, and you're here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to talk about the Justice Department charging Visa with monopolization and exclusionary conduct in the debit card market. Well, the Justice Department's antitrust division has been aggressively pursuing civil enforcement actions. While criminal enforcement of antitrust laws has been significantly depressed, we really have not seen any major cases or investigations comparable to the ones, let's say, in the last 10 years previously. DOJ has found success in pursuing civil and merger enforcement. And DOJ recently won a significant victory against Google for its monopolization of the search market. And they seem to be doing pretty well in the merger enforcement area, either requiring deals to back down or settlement modifications. And when they do go to trial, they seem to be doing pretty well lately. So that's where their energies have been going, and they've been bringing civil sort of enforcement actions. And DOJ just recently turned its attention outside of technology markets, where they've obviously been focused, by filing suit against Visa for its dominance of the debit card transaction market. And it's an interesting case, one that I think is worth a read. DOJ charged Visa with monopolization and other unlawful conduct in debit network markets in violations of Sections 1 and 2 of the Sherman Act. And DOJ filed a comprehensive case in the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. Now, DOJ's complaint alleges that Visa has market power, monopoly power over debit network markets, and they leverage its dominant position to thwart competition and prevent others from developing new and innovative market alternatives. At the core of the case is DOJ's claim that Visa's conduct, that Visa has more than 60% of debit transactions on its Visa's debit network in the United States. And its most significant competitor is MasterCard, that processes only 25% of the debit processing transactions that occur in the United States. They focused this relevant market on a geographic area of the United States, not internationally. Visa charges over $7 billion in fees each year for processing these debit transactions. Besides maintaining illegal monopoly power, in other words, the 60% market power, DOJ alleges that Visa illegally maintained its monopoly power by insulating itself from competition through the use of prohibited exclusionary conduct. Specifically, DOJ's complaint claims that Visa exercises its dominance in the debit market by entering into exclusionary agreements with banks and merchants. These agreements punish Visa's customers who rely on an alternative debit network or alternative payment system. By doing so, Visa locks down control of debit volume and protects itself against competitors and strangles smaller, lower-priced competitors in the debit network. In another anti-competitive strategy, Visa induces potential competitors to become partners by offering generous monetary incentives and threatening to impose punitive additional fees. As the complaint alleges, Visa co-opted the competition because it feared losing share, revenues, or being displaced by another debit network altogether. Now, debit transactions are an important component, obviously, of the U.S. financial system. Millions of Americans prefer or must use debit for online and in-person purchases. And Visa dominates debit network markets that facilitate these transactions, charging significant fees and stifling competition in the process. Through this lawsuit, the Justice Department seeks to restore competition to this vital market on behalf of the American public. Now, what's interesting about this to me is that Visa's, as alleged, Visa's monopoly position maintains controls of both sides of the debit market, with the merchants and their banks, and with consumers and their banks. So when facing the threat of competition from smaller debit networks or new technology entrants, Visa engaged in a deliberate strategy to suppress competition and prevent rivals from gaining the scale, share, and data necessary to compete for customers' business. Now, I recognize that this is a tough market. And once you talk about scale and network economies, that you have to basically allow for certain growth of any new entrant to develop what are the benefits or the efficiencies that occur from network efficiencies. And the scale here is really an important issue to that. When you have a network that only consists, let's say, of 10 merchants or 10 customers, you'll never get the economies that you need, and that it really depends upon getting an adequate population to bring you into a certain economic zone on both the merchant side and the consumer side. Now, years ago, Senator Durbin passed an amendment in the banking area which required banks to provide on their debit cards at least an alternative network provider. So on the back of your card where there's an alternative to, let's say, the Visa network, it's listed there. And then that was supposed to, you know, help to break down some of Visa's dominance in the market. In fact, that really has had little effect in terms of raising the market share for other companies besides Visa. And this has led others to sort of press the Department of Justice to look at this issue. In other words, the regulators, legislators have tried to sort of pry Visa's market share from the debit transaction market, reduce it, bring in more competition, and then hopefully break down some of Visa's market dominance. And what the complaint outlines is how Visa responded to the Durbin Amendment and brought in new strategies at that point and recognized the impact that this would have. And then they embraced some of the more exclusionary conducts or strategies that they used, primarily being the buying off of competitors to become partners, and in a sense, paying them, substituting what they would earn in the marketplace, at least at a lower level than had they been a real established competitor. And this exclusionary sort of strategy only becomes exclusionary and only becomes improper once it's linked to a dominant market share, where the allegation is that Visa, with 60% of the control of the market, had market power. The important point is not just the 60% in how you measure market power, but it really also goes to the fact that there's no real rival except for MasterCard with 25% market share. And given that fact, that led to the allegation and greater focus on Visa's particular conduct. This will be an interesting case, but it's just a little bit more background on Visa, which is headquartered in San Francisco. They have a global operating income of over $18 billion and an operating margin of 64% in 2022. North America is among Visa's most profitable regions with 2022 operating margins of 83%. So if you look at their global margin of 64%, and the fact is in the U.S. market where they have the 60% market power, their operating margins are 83% higher than global. Visa charges roughly $8 billion in network fees on U.S. debit volume annually, and globally, Visa processes $12.3 trillion in total payment volume. This is going to be an interesting case, and we'll see how this goes. We'll keep track of it. But again, the antitrust division demonstrating its willingness to use civil enforcement, and they've been concentrating, obviously, on Apple and Facebook and other technology companies. But now what we're seeing, and Google, obviously, and now what we're seeing is them turning their attention to the financial market. And this could lead to even more interesting results. And one important note in the financial market is, and I forgot to mention this up front, the Department of Justice, the Antitrust Division, has removed or canceled their bank merger guidelines. And now I think are basically expect bank mergers, financial institution mergers, to be judged under the current merger enforcement guidance. So this will be interesting. We're going to see more activity in the financial area with this antitrust division. Thanks again, everybody. So have a great week. We'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.